The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The Bible says, "Thou hast magnified Thy Word above all Thy name." If God has magnified His Word above all His name, then He most surely has exalted His Word above everything in this world. Every individual and institution must be judged by the standard of His Word. If that standard is refused, deception, which brings death, will permeate that individual or institution. Everything, including us, must be judged by the Word. Satan attacks the Word, and anyone and anything who can be a carrier of the Word. He attacks man because man is made in God's image. He attacks institutions because they are all designed to carry the Word. The home teaches the Word to the next generation. The church teaches the home to teach the Word to the next generation. The civil government protects by law the right of the home and the church to teach the words of God. Education, whether in the home or elsewhere, is designed to teach the words of God and discipline children in walking out the Word in whichever institution God places them. The institution of business is designed to fund that education process in children, as well as illustrate the absolutes of God through relying on numbers to build and evaluate the business. Socialism is the system of thought Satan has substituted for God's institutions. It operates in a directly opposite way to God's system. It is designed to operate without God and His Word. That's why it never lasts in the long run here on earth. It always destroys itself through the selfishness of the people who are deceived by it. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." Any way of doing things which leaves God out is doomed to break apart and die. Socialism cannot succeed in the long run of years. It can succeed a little bit only as long as it can piggyback on previously taught truth. If this generation votes in socialism by voting for candidates like Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi in this election, whatever temporary success it has will be because of the biblical truth still operating, which was planted by our fathers before us. And the socialist will soon destroy that liberty, which is the key to all true success in this world. I urge you to read the party platforms of both Democrats and Republicans. Then you decide which one has embraced socialism more. And I urge you to vote against socialism. Winston Churchill, the great Prime Minister of England during World War II, watched socialism rise in his lifetime. He analyzed it well when he gave us these warnings. He stated, quote, "Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. The inherent virtue of socialism," he said, "is the equal sharing of misery," end quote. Our choice in this election is plain. A biblically based republic or socialism? Liberty or slavery? Life or death? God's way or Satan's way? The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.